Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And what we do not have right now is the most visited wrestling website in the world. We are still dealing with issues, but we are doing our best to remedy them. The big issues kicked up this morning. And I think everybody tried to log in to get the brand new issue of the Observer newsletter. And so, essentially, as a result of that, we have had to do everything in a two-step process. And right now, the main thing is to get the website up so people can at least see the website. And we are working right now to get everything in the members area working. So if you're trying to access anything in the members area right now, it's not working, which is great. So we are in the middle of doing that, and hopefully that's going to be fixed very soon. Right now, we've been able to update at least the front page and all of the news articles and that sort of thing. So that is going on, and everybody should be able to access the website right now. And if you don't, you can try clearing your cache and your cookies, and the website should at least come up. And next step is the members area, and we're also working on something right now to attempt to get the Wrestling Observer newsletter for this week out to everybody. But I don't know what the status of this is as of the time we're live here. So we are doing the best we can. I know that a lot of people are having issues. I know everybody's very frustrated. Trust me, I am extremely frustrated with everything, and we're all doing our best to try to get it fixed. So that's the update. And if anything changes or I get any sort of update during the show, I will alert everybody live. We are live here for the next hour. We're going to be talking a lot of pro wrestling, a lot of mixed martial arts. I have a lot of news today. Mike Sempervivi is going to be joining us, and we'll probably take some phone calls as well. So stick around, everybody, and we'll kick it off after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Everyone likes to keep their kitchen clean, but they often miss cleaning a very important appliance. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about clean ventilation right after this.
Siding that captures the look and feel of natural wood and is easy to maintain, you can have both with Royal Estate Siding. Living with Royal Estate means never having to trade sag resistance and low maintenance for timeless exterior design and curb appeal. Its partial rollover hem provides exceptional wind load resistance, and it comes in a wide range of UV-resistant colors that match virtually any home. Wood grain presence and effortless endurance come together in the same siding. Learn more about Royal Estate Siding at royalbuildingproducts.com.
When it comes time to clean the kitchen, it's no secret that the dishes, countertop, stove, and floors need to be on the cleaning list. But don't forget to look up at your range hood. Over time, fumes, particles, and smoke from cooking will lead to an unwanted layer of grime on the hood. Keeping the hood to your range clean and free from greasy buildup will keep the fan operating more efficiently, but don't forget about cleaning the filter. A filter clogged with grease and grime will make the fan work a lot harder with less effect. For metal filters, soak them in hot soapy water. If you have a stubborn buildup, add a small amount of ammonia to the water. Charcoal filters, however, cannot be cleaned. When these filters don't remove smoke out of the air anymore, they must be replaced. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner.
Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until Week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Bonsanto to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Bonsanto for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
It's fall, and there's plenty of outdoor entertaining left to do, starting at the Home Depot. With everything you need to spice up your backyard, frame your yard with a new fence, enjoy the cool, crisp air on a cool, new deck. From small upgrades like railing and lighting to a whole new outdoor living area, now's the time to give the backyard an upgrade. Let's do this. Get the best prices on decking and fencing now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff to get into here today, Mike. Here on the show, what's going on?
Plenty is going on. I should just answer just like Dave Meltzer always does. With a big shrug, and I don't know what's going on.
Plenty.
He knows everything is going on.
That's right. Plenty is going on, everybody. All right. Let's get going here with the news. As noted, if I get any information on the website issues during the show, I will let everybody know. We're here live on Sports Byline USA, as we are every day, Monday through Friday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And we're doing our best to get things working. So I apologize again to everybody. Let's just get going here. SmackDown is tonight, everyone. And we've also got part two of the JBL interview with Eric Bischoff. As he talks about everything that went down in WCW. And did you get a chance to watch that one, Mike?
I learned by watching that very first, JBL Legends, in the history. And I didn't know this history, but I know it now. That it goes WWE. Ted Turner was really upset with Vince because Vince was on TBS programming, and then he didn't want to be anymore. And he bought the time slot from Jim Crockett, and then sold it back to Crockett, and that may have financed WrestleMania 1. I learned this by watching that program.
How about that?
You know, which is amazing because it's a little bit different than I remember living through it. Most certainly, it's much, much different as I were to go back and study it, and much different, than the stories that you had wrote about in the book about the death of WCW. But hey, you know what? Everybody's got their view of history.
Well, I could say that there may be some exciting news about death of WCW coming up, in fact, but I will hold off on that.
Ooh, and you're going to be a legend with JBL?
You know, maybe I'll be on his show. Maybe I'll be on his show. So the other big news, we got a lot of big news actually today. Sting, for those of you that remember Monday afternoon, WWE sent out a social media blast about how Sting was going to be in the opening segment of Raw with a big announcement. And apparently that was not supposed to be sent out because it was not confirmed. And they decided not to have Sting in the opening segment with the big announcement. So the social media blast went out with an alert for a segment that didn't end up airing on television. So Sting's first big interview, talking about the neck injury that he suffered at Night of Champions, his match with Seth Rollins, actually took place on WWE.com. Sting essentially said that it was a pretty long interview. It appears he has spinal stenosis, which is, I believe, like a narrowing of the spinal column. Nerves get pressed upon. It's not good. It ended the career of Steve Austin. It ended the career of Edge. It's ended the careers of others. And while he didn't outright say it, from the way that he described everything, it appears that he's probably going to have to get neck surgery. And that would mean that his career is probably over. Now, he doesn't know for sure. He's undergoing other tests. He was injured twice during the match, both times when he was sent into a turnbuckle. The second one was obviously the big buckle bomb by Seth Rollins. I'm not entirely sure what the first one was. I know that whatever it was a buckle. Maybe he was just thrown into it. He did say that the second time, he had remembered that he had been hurt the first time, and he was determined to not let it happen again, and then it did. So it appears to be like a whiplash issue, a stinger issue, ironically.
Let me just throw in my thought on this, because yes. I watched, I was kind of in and out and watching a bunch of different stuff on Monday, so I didn't see Raw, you know, in full directly when it aired live. So I was relying upon the Hulu Plus version. So when I heard Sting was really, really hurt bad, I was watching the match and heard about the neck. And when you watch the match, that first buckle bomb he takes from Seth Rollins a little bit before he took the other one, I'm watching figuring, okay, this must be what it is, the buckle bomb in the corner. And when it happens, once again, he lands very high on the turnbuckles. The buckle is, you know, lower than his shoulders, and he lands right in the middle of his back, and his head whips back, not as bad as the second time. But originally when it happened, I thought that was it, because he crumples to the ground and he kind of starts making a fist a couple times, you know, as though he had suffered, you know, a stinger going down one side. And I thought at first maybe that's it, but he responds back so quick and then does the planche off the top rope and everything that it obviously wasn't. But then it most certainly was that second one.
So he goes down. He says, my legs were just rubbery, and I fell down, and I just wanted a little bit of time. And, of course, the doctor comes into the ring, and the doctor is asking him, how are you doing, and everything like that. And there had been concern, some from fans, some from the company, that the match had been allowed to continue. Now, it appears the key is that he had his bearings about him. So they knew that he had not suffered a concussion, or they believed he had not suffered a concussion because he wasn't showing any concussion symptoms. And so he was asking them, just let me try and finish this. Let me try and finish. I'm feeling better. I can move. Everything's okay. And so they let him continue, and they went immediately to the finish, and that was the end of that. And he was, of course, taken to the hospital afterwards. And now it's just a wait and see situation. He profusely put over Seth Rollins. He said that Seth Rollins was the best guy that he'd ever been in the ring with. And keep in mind how many matches he had with Ric Flair and so many other legends in his career. And he said the best guy that he'd ever been in the ring with was Seth Rollins. And Seth went out afterwards and went to the ambulance and was thanking Sting. Like, Sting, thanks. It's such an honor. I dressed up like you for Halloween when I was a little kid. Which, let me tell you something, all you young wrestlers out there. The last thing an old wrestler wants to hear is that you dressed as them when you were an infant. So anyway, Sting's hearing all this. And
I cannot wait until my son gets a chance to meet you when you're all crusty and old. And, well, you'll be in far better shape than me. We're the same age, so I would have already dropped dead at this point. He walks up and he goes, man, old man, I was the Texarkana TV champion one time.
He's going to come up to me and go, man, when I was born, all I heard was your voice every single day. 35 years ago. Someday when he's in your spot here on this show, Mike, it'll be me and young Avery doing Wrestling Observer Live.
He might want to take it over now.
I've heard him. It's not quite time yet. He's a little wild. But anyway, so yeah, that's the update on Sting. I guess we'll find out what happened, but he's recovering. And I'm sure they'll have an announcement of some sort on television. I don't know if you'll ever see him wrestle again.
I'll say this after seeing the video. I'm glad they didn't air it on Raw. I thought, you know, initially coming out of Monday, it's like you're hearing about this and you're just thinking that probably was the last we had seen Sting. Just if you figure, okay, he's 56, he got hurt. We know what the history is with WWE with this stuff. You know just what the history is with wrestlers and necks, and then you hear about spinal stenosis. Like, man, I wish they would have said something. In a way, I think I'm probably happy they didn't. You know, Seth can have this in his pocket of he retired Sting. Remember, Sting wanted Seth to get off his lawn or get off Triple H's lawn. He couldn't hold a candle to him. this can kind of play into that a little bit where, you know, Seth can take this as a big notch in his belt, even though everybody in the authority or everybody that wants to play contrarian to him can just go, hey, look, it was one of those things that happened during a match. You know, you're taking credit for something. It's like, you know, the anvil falling on top of the Roadrunner or something. You know, it's just you want to take credit for something that's just, you know, you didn't do, you know, that wasn't yours. So I'm actually completely fine with it. I do hope they have something on the network, and I'm sure they probably have done this, with Sting being there, where they can at least, I don't know if it's Hall of Fame this year, I don't know if it's the year after, whatever it is. I really hope they can produce some DVD and some network stuff and, you know, some other cool stuff, because I've been lucky to see Sting's whole career, and it's out there, and it would be nice to actually see up on the network.
We're going to come back after the break. We'll probably start taking some phone calls here soon. When we come back, I'm going to give some new numbers, as well as the text message number, which everybody is using like crazy yesterday. So apparently it's very popular. We'll be back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff to get into here today. We're going to be taking your phone calls and emails and such. Listen up. Here's how we're going to do today. We have a couple of studio lines. 1-800-878-PLAY is the Sports Byline number. That is 1-800-878-PLAY. We also have a studio number directly to me, which is 425-488-9832. 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. We've also got a number in which you can text the show. That's right. You can send me a text if you've got questions, comments. That is 425-780-7566. Once again, 425-780-7566. I'm going to try my Skype line today. We have a byline Skype line as well, but for today, you can give us a call on our Skype line, which is F4WOnline. That's the Skype line, F4WOnline. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Now, we've got a big show coming up. Madison Square Garden, obviously. We've talked about that for a few days now. We've got a full lineup for that. Of course, it's Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker. I'm sorry, Brock Lesnar versus The Big Show.
Got ahead of myself. Literally, it's a big show.
Yeah. Big Show versus Brock Lesnar. New Day versus the Dudleys. Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho. Sheamus versus Randy Orton. And Rusev versus Dolph Ziggler. And they also announced yesterday there is a Raw in Dallas, the go-home show for Hell in a Cell. And Hell in a Cell, of course, is the Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker Hell in a Cell match. And they're going to have Ric Flair on the show, Shawn Michaels, Steve Austin, The Undertaker. There's a Stone Cold podcast coming up with Brock Lesnar. And there probably will be a WrestleMania announcement, since they will be in Dallas, which is the home of WrestleMania. And obviously, the big question that everybody has as a result of all of this is, are they actually going to do Steve Austin versus Brock Lesnar? My gut tells me no, they're not. My gut tells me no, they're not. But it is interesting that they're doing that podcast on that show. I will say that one way or another, I think when the Steve Austin Brock Lesnar podcast is over, coming up on the 19th, I think we're going to know one way or the other whether that match is taking place.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe he's going to be on there and just think of how the other interviews have gone. And I don't know, you know, I definitely see Brock sitting down with some beer and talking about stuff with Steve Austin and them having a grand old time over. What was it? I can't remember which WrestleMania it was at the Garden, where it was Goldberg and Lesnar, you know, on the way out, you know, and then they'll have great times talking about that stuff. It just seems like there's got to be a reason for it. You know, Paul Heyman being on Austin's podcast. Yeah. Brock, I don't know, especially because, you know, there's a million and one ways to use Brock, like the Garden show, to have him on the network. Without being interviewed by anybody, you know what I mean? You know, it just seems like it's a big glowing sign that maybe it's not going to happen, there's no plan of it, but they can, at least in case something happens, possibly have something in their back pocket coming out of this just in case.
Obviously, there's going to be big Mania changes. They already changed that Brock Lesnar Undertaker match, as noted. So now we got to try and figure out what is the rest of the card. And another possibility, there are limited opponents for Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. It's not going to be the Big Show. I would be surprised if it were anybody underneath the tippy top guys.
Adam Rose, right?
It's not going to be Adam Rose. It's not going to be The Rock. And so I suppose the possibility is that Vince is just going to try again. Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar for the WWE title at WrestleMania. Try it again. I mean, there's two ways you could do it. You could have Brock Lesnar go in as heel champion and Roman Reigns wins. Or you could get that title on Roman Reigns sometime soon, have him get a run as a heel, and then Brock Lesnar challenges for the title that he unfairly lost at WrestleMania against everybody's most hated wrestler, Roman Reigns. Which way would you do this?
Oof, I would do it. Sure, there'll be people not happy about hearing this. I would do it with a heel Roman Reigns. Actually, that came out terribly. I'd like to rephrase that, but that would make the most sense to me. You know, have a you know, Reigns finally gets his chance to defeat Brock Lesnar. That would have the most impact. But is Reigns going to be ready by that time? Whether he's a babyface or a heel, and whether Seth Rollins is a babyface or a heel, are they better off facing each other? You know, because you're not at WrestleMania, would you get Triple H and Rollins? Are you going to get Triple H and Rock? Is Rock even going to be there? Will you get Triple H and Lesnar again? Yeah, I don't see why anybody would want to see it, but you know, when you start moving all the pieces around, it's not going to be The Undertaker, but do you have Brock go up against another, you know, special edition, you know, guest star? You know, it was, let's say, a Sting or somebody like that. Obviously, it won't be Sting, or at least it very likely will not be Sting. If you're going to do Sting, if he's actually able to come back, I'm sure if you're not going to do The Undertaker, which I know Vince doesn't want to do, I don't know why you'd even have him on the card, but you know, do you use Brock against a special guest star because nobody else is in the position that you want him to be in, and it can give Lesnar just a win over somebody else, and you don't have to worry about doing anything with anybody else. So, you know, who knows? You know, I like the idea of the Shield all being in a three-way in the main event of the WrestleMania. Or not in the main event, but on that show, I could absolutely see that. So, you know, that's still, you know, God knows where they go, and we got so much time before they get there, and they're going to change their minds about a million times before it happens. But I guess best case scenario, you get Reigns hot enough as either a face or a heel, most likely a heel, and I would have him go against Lesnar, and I guess defeat him would probably make the most sense. But who knows? You know, Daniel Bryan is in the equation too. I mean, Brock Lesnar is the most popular, happy, you know, people love Brock Lesnar, love him. I think the only way you can get people to really turn against Brock Lesnar en masse is for him to go back to being jock, bully, prick, you know, and he could do that against Daniel Bryan, and that would be one of the only ways you could pull off people hating him to a point where they want to see him get beat, and Daniel Bryan, you know, putting it on in the middle of the ring at a WrestleMania would be a big deal.
Got a lot of texts here. People like this text gimmick. We'll get into those in just a moment, as well as the phone calls. Wanted to mention that on the topic of all of this, I mentioned yesterday the Raw rating sucked. Last week it sucked, 3.397 million viewers. This week it was down even more, 3.349 million, for a show that lost viewers every hour as the show went on, with John Cena wrestling Seth Rollins for the U.S. title in the main event. Football season always does this, but the rating, the actual rating for Raw and the viewership, Vince is ready to flip his lid. He may have flipped his lid. I can't remember the exact terminology that I heard yesterday, but I think panic was what I heard, which is why you would panic after years and years and years and years of this same thing happening at the same time every year. I'm not entirely sure, but this is much, much lower than, I mean, we're in 1997 levels right now for viewership. And I fear that a cash-in is coming soon. I don't know if it's going to happen Monday. I don't know if it's going to happen in a few weeks. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know what's going on. But usually when Vince panics, things like this happen. There's a big-time title change. There's a big-time angle. There's a big-time turn. There's a big-time cash-in. And Sheamus has been teasing this for a long time. I just can't imagine that their idea of a solution to these record-low ratings. I realize that Seth has been awesome, but as a character, as a champion in storyline, he sucks. He constantly needs help.
I say, if you want to be really, I guess you want to be really nice about it, you could try to say it's kind of like Flair and the Horsemen. But
no, not at all.
Close.
Not at all. So from a storyline standpoint, Seth has sucked as champion, so I can see him making that big switch. I just can't imagine him thinking that, you know what will solve these low ratings issues? Is Sheamus is the champion. But that could end up where they're going. Let's take this call very quickly on the phone line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Dave from Connecticut.
Yes, Dave.
I figured I'd just lighten the mood a little bit. I had something happen to me in 2005. Jushin Liger actually spent the night at my house.
Jushin Liger?
Jushin Liger. It was Weekend of Thunder in Fall River, Mass. For Ring of Honor. And I went to high school with Gabe Sapolsky. And he asked me to get him from the airport, keep him overnight. And I did this, and it was like the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Did he wear his mask the whole time?
You know, it's funny, because yes.
Really?
He didn't get off the airplane with it on. And he spoke decent English, but I had just gotten married at that time, and my wife knows nothing about pro wrestling. Don't discuss it with her.
Radio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This week only, carry out one pizza at menu price and get a second pizza free when you order at Domino's.com or on the Domino's app. It's a great deal, not to mention an excuse to get out of the house, like if your kids are on a 24-hour sugar high, or if the in-laws drop by for a week, or if you just hate your son's new parakeet.
Hello, cupcake. Might be time for Domino's.
So go ahead, enjoy some alone time with Domino's. Carry out only. You must select this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Applies to menu price pizza ordered online. Second pizza of equal or lesser value for free.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with custom ink. The fun, easy way to make shirts you'll love for your group or occasion. Custom ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. So go online and see how easy it is to design your own shirts with Custom Ink's online design lab. Our website has tons of fonts and amazing artwork. And our team of professional inkers will make sure your shirts turn out perfectly. Order one shirt or thousands. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And when we left you, the caller had walked in and his wife told him, "There's a man in my house. In a mask with no pants on." Sounds like a penthouse forum letter, but caller, continue.
Yeah, so I was like, "Listen, honey, I didn't want to go into labor or something. You know, you have that initial fear when your wife's 8 months pregnant or whatever. So I went in their living room, and I have flashes of him wearing the Super Juniors going through my mind, of him, you know, ripping his mask off and Muda paint being on his face. And I got to sit down and tell this man to put some pants on. Because I love wrestling, but, you know, I'm not gonna, my wife's not going to kill me over it. So I went and I said, you know, Mr. Yamada, could you please just put some pants on? He smiled, he nodded, gave me the big thumbs up. I went outside. We used to have a huge backyard, continued working. I said, honey, I took care of it. She heard me take care of it. We came back in. My wife had cooked a full turkey, full chicken for dinner. Not only was he not wearing pants at the dinner table, he wasn't wearing a shirt. And so he had taken my advice. Following morning, wake up, he is in his mask asleep. In the basement, he got off the cot and decided to bundle himself up on the ground in a blanket.
Huh.
And I had to, like, you know, shake him, wake him up. He was having his match with Brian Danielson that night, and he was doing a tag match with Samoa Joe and Brian Danielson the next night. So I did, and he was a little hungover, a little wobbly. I brought him in, Gabe Sapowski, who I hadn't seen in 5 years, gave me a big hug, thanked me. I told him what I just told you. He laughed. I got to hang out backstage. I talked to Brian Danielson for a while, and he said, "Yeah, that liar had a dirty sense of humor, let me tell you." And that was my week. I got to drive him to Lowell. I think it was Lowell, Mass.
Yeah.
The second night. And I got to drive him up there, and he was completely silent on the car ride, but he followed Buddy Wayne in drinking tall boys the whole way.
Oh!
And he showed up in excellent condition to work, despite how many were on the ground of my car when he got out.
Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call, and at least he put him on the floor of your car, because Buddy used to just throw him out the window. Usually he'd be in another car, and he'd try and throw him out the window at my car. Got a lot of text messages here I want to get into. Got some good questions.
By the way, that is the greatest story that I've heard about Fall River, Massachusetts, since that situation between brutal Bob Evans and filthy Tom Lawler, which we won't get into right now.
That's right. This person says, Brian Onevel Ray, is Lucha Underground returning to Unimas as well? I am trying to get the answer to that question as we speak, and I do not have it yet. I have not seen Unimas in any of the press materials for the second season of El Rey. I hope it's returning to Unimas. I do have El Rey, but
I'm going to tell you what, if it's not returning to Unimas or a, you know, a Univision, Telemundo, Telefuturo, whatever that new version of that channel is, if it's not, and I don't mean to sound like a prick here, but what is it coming back for then? Because the reach on El Rey is not enough. That show would build and build. I'm not saying build audience as the week went on, but the airing between Wednesday and Saturday wasn't even close. I mean, there were former viewers on Saturday. If it's not coming back and being picked up by somebody else besides Al Rey's original programming for itself, I hate to say it, but I don't even know why it would come back.
Danny wants to know, what's Monday's football game, Mike, and will it affect Raw ratings?
By the way, I did look up week six where Brock is going to be back and they're going to have this loaded show. And it is going to be a dumpster fire, possible at least, between the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. So keep that in mind.
What does a dumpster fire mean?
Both the Giants and the Eagles are teams and or organizations right now that are in deep, deep trouble. So it could just be a
so no one will care about the game is what you're saying?
No, they're going to care because it's going to be maybe some really bad football and there may be some really awful stuff going into it, but it's going to be one of those car crashes that you just can't turn away from. So just keep that in mind, everybody, for the Brock Raw. But the game on Monday night is going to be, let's see, week four, the Lions and the Seahawks.
Seahawks. Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big deal with Cam Chancellor back and everything. And then coming up this Monday, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers, which a replay of Super Bowl I. The Kansas City Chiefs are very good. I don't know if they necessarily mean ratings or anything like that, but the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers most certainly equal ratings. It's probably going to be a very good game. So the streak is not going to get any easier for WWE as it goes on. And realistically, it doesn't matter about the game on Monday night. Football is still going to be a draw no matter what, and Raw is just not good. It is very long. There are other options to watch it. So unless they can shock the system and really start, you know, making it, you know, giving people a reason, and the random viewer that walked away a long, long time ago away from it, if they can't get a figure out a way to get them in, it's just going to get worse.
To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Jewett from Lexington.
Yes.
And I was wondering, have you guys heard anything or any reasoning behind New Japan switching the junior title from Kushida to Kenny Omega yesterday? That just kind of came out of nowhere.
Mike?
I wouldn't have done it, no. I don't, other than, you know, it's going to be part of a story. I don't know. I don't think we're going to see Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi, you know, for the junior title, just because of the position that Kota Ibushi is in New Japan, even though it would make, you know, complete perfect sense if that were to happen. I just can't foresee that happening, considering that Kota Ibushi is a threat in the heavyweight ranks. It just may be a thing of going back and forth. I don't know. I thought Kushida was going to have, you know, speaking of Jushin Liger, a Jushin Liger type of reign with the belt. I mean, it was going to be, this is him. He's going to solidify it. He's going to go through challengers. But again, maybe it's got something to do with the Bullet Club. Maybe it's just something as simple as this was, you know, the plan from the beginning. And Kushida's going to win it back. I really don't know what it is. We're just going to have to kind of see how, you know, things shake out as it goes along. I know we're getting a Kenny Omega title defense against Matt Sydal, but I don't know exactly how everything's going to shake out and what it's going to mean.
Edward here says, is there any chance Vince McMahon would be removed from creative decisions if ratings keep going down? Highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Oh, you sound so joyous today, Ed.
Well, I want to respond to some comments that Ship made about me yesterday. And these rumors about how I was dressed at a UFC press conference after a show and that there is a dress code because of me, those are absolutely false and made up, and I wish they would just
actually
go
is.
Away.
Wait a second. I don't know if that's false and made up, Ed. I heard that same story. I'm not joking.
Really? So you're not allowed to wear a polo and Dockers to the press conference?
I don't know what it was, but I heard that
because
same story.
I definitely was not wearing a tank top and short shorts.
Well, I hope you weren't wearing short. Were you wearing flip-flops?
No, I was not wearing flip-flops. I was dressed as a normal person.
Well, we didn't know what a normal person dresses like, Ed.
I didn't have to borrow Brian Fritz's pants and use someone's cell phone clips to clip them together to hold them up like someone else did when they went to their first UFC.
Who is that?
You.
What are you talking about?
The first time you went to Vegas, you were going to go to the UFC and sit ringside wearing a T-shirt and shorts, and Brian Fritz had to give you his pants, and then they didn't fit, so you had to use my cell phone clip to clip the where you would put the belt together to clip them so they would stay up.
Man, that is some ghetto-sounding stuff.
I don't remember any of that, but I'll take your word for it.
I do. You can ask Brian Fritz.
All I know is it wasn't me that caused the dress code to be instituted, Ed.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't me either. I was professional.
I'll find out. Don't think I can't find out, buddy. I'll find out if it was you. And what if Shemp was right? Then what are you going to do? Call and apologize?
No. I'll just keep denying it till I'm dead.
Well... That's not.
If I could ask just one question,
with your poor journalistic integrity, I'll let you ask one question.
Okay.
No, I don't know why your parents didn't use protection.
Oh, Shemp, go ahead, Ed.
Anyway, on Monday, Paige cut that promo, and she kind of mentioned that Becky Lynch was the most insignificant, and they probably haven't done much with Becky. Is Becky not long for the main roster, or what's
Bite
going on?
Bite your tongue.
And does it have to do with the accent, since they seem not to like accents?
Well, Ed, I want to thank you very much for your call.
She does sound like she's deaf, doesn't she?
Well, here's the deal. So, yes, Paige came out and she buried Charlotte, and they're breaking up the team, right?
Yes. That's okay. What it seems like, at least.
Okay. So, she had to say something about Becky, right?
I would think so, yes, especially if they're basically they're positioning Paige as the lone wolf in all of this. They haven't made that official. You know, Paige and Becky could still be part of a unit, but as of Monday night, they needed to make it be known that Paige is pissed and she's not going to take it anymore.
Okay, so my point of all of this is, if they had to say something about Becky, negative, because Paige is being really mean, there's only so much you can say because she really hasn't done anything. So what they came up with is, you're the most insignificant girl that has been brought up here. I mean, what else is she going to say to bury Becky if they're trying to do a breakup angle? The point is, I wouldn't read too much into that
girl
line.
Girl who colored your hair?
Yeah, I wouldn't read too much into that. I think Becky is going to be fine. I think they recognize that she's very talented. They wouldn't have brought her up if they didn't recognize she was very talented. Obviously, there's going to be some changes in the women's division, but I don't think that they're going to send... I mean, for crying out loud, look at all the girls that we've seen on the main roster that have been hideous. And by the way, what a segue. I guess we'll see, everyone. But all of the great concern that Eva Marie was going to win the title from Bayley that we had a couple of weeks ago, impression I've been given is that Asuka, or Asuka, or however you want to pronounce it.
Kana.
She is being inserted into the role as the main title challenger for Bayley. So it looks like Eva Marie has been put on the back burner for now. So we can all stop freaking out that Eva Marie is going to win the Divas title from Bayley.
And I think anybody that would be worried about Becky, they just got in a dig on her hair. They like people with different colors, and I don't think anybody out there could actually wear orange hair as well as Becky wears it. And, you know, are her promos going to be great? No. Does she have that big old thick accent? Yes. But she looks very unique. And like you said, even though we've seen her in the six-woman matches and she's tapped, you know, Paige out before and stuff like that, we still really haven't seen Becky, which means there's a lot of people that don't really realize how long Becky Knox has been around and how good she actually is, especially in relation to some of the other women. Is she perfect? Is she going to have a great match with, you know, a Alicia Fox? Probably not, no, but she's very good, and you don't know. All of this stuff shaking out, it may actually end up being better for her than being linked into a group with anybody else. We'll have to see, but I don't think anybody's got to worry about Becky Lynch.
Also sad to mention today, Fat Frank, the promoter of Jersey All Pro Wrestling for over 18 years, passed away in his sleep last night. Big, big, big fan. He really helped launch some careers in the sense that a lot of guys got their first big break, guys like Low-Key and Jay Lethal, in Jersey All Pro Wrestling. And just found out this morning that he passed away. Very sad to hear that. And best wishes to all of his friends and family. And we'll talk more after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Working very hard to get the website going, everybody. I apologize again on behalf of everybody on the site. Essentially, everything that could possibly go wrong in a week has gone wrong, and hopefully that all turns around very soon. Working with a lot of different people, a lot of different hosting issues. We're trying to get it fixed, and hopefully within a very short period of time, everybody will be able to access all of the members' content. So I want to thank everybody for their patience. We're doing our best, and hopefully we get it fixed here very soon. If you missed any portion of the show, it's going to replay tonight. 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, which, of course, you can find on TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio. Just search Sports Byline USA. Stream Sports Byline throughout the day. And again, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern daily is the replay time. And we are live Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. So if you missed this show, as noted, it's going to be replaying then, and we will get the commercial-free edition up for members as soon as humanly possible. And, of course, I want to thank everybody at Sports Byline, as always. All of the callers and listeners, we're going to get everything up on the site, too, in terms of the new phone numbers, the Skype line, the text line. As somebody noted, the text line, the text message number is very useful for people who are listening at work. Can't call in, etc., but they can text. So we'll keep that thing going, and we're doing our best here, everybody. So thanks again. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.